Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers has twice the twinkle this holiday. Win a brand new Harley Davidson or Ike's custom championship ring at marks-jewelers.com. This is Elliot related. Who was more famous, Princess Diana or Queen Elizabeth? Elliot on the wrong side of this one, as Princess Di is at 63%. Elliot has had this Queen Elizabeth take for a really long time. He told me she was more famous than Tiger Woods once. I think I argued that argument. That was a whole thing.
And what he said, she was the most famous person in the world.
Yeah. And honestly, I think I could put her picture in a lineup with 10 other old ladies, and he wouldn't be able to pick out which one Queen Elizabeth
was. He wouldn't even be able to pick her out.
Though, if I put Tiger Woods in a lineup, he could probably pick out Tiger Woods. Same with Princess Di. Just a thought. All right. Let's talk a little bit of baseball.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Sacrifice for Soto. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Put the Soto thing on pause. How's that meeting coming, Jack?
I just love the idea of, we'll get there.
Yeah.
Other teams are putting together real offers.
Yep.
The Phillies are like, listen, when we get around to it.
They're going to meet with him after he signs with the Red Sox.
Just congratulate him. The old courtesy meeting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I need one Soto. Just give me one real rumor. Like, he misses Kevin Long. He loves Trey Turner. Bryce Harper's a great leader.
He talked to Bryce.
Just give me one. Something. But the reason why we had to do the emergency Jackie Baseball Report today is because Major League Baseball is apparently, there's buzz, there's momentum for the idea of a golden at bat.
I love this so much.
In Major League Baseball games. So,
How does it work?
The idea is that any time during a ball game, ninth inning, second inning, middle of the game, you can put whatever hitter you want up to bat for that situation.
And you just get it one time.
And you can only use it once, a golden at bat. Whether it's the bottom of the ninth, World Series, I don't know how it would work. Like, if Bryce just batted,
Something they'd have to figure out. Whether he'd bat twice?
Does he get to just go back to back?
Yep.
But the general idea, and it's a half baked idea, is that at any point during a game, you could just use whatever batter you want. Golden at bat.
I know how I feel about it. Ike, how do you feel about it?
Get it to me one more time.
So it's simple. It's simply, the way that it's explained already is that you can use whatever batter you want in any situation that you want.
One
time during the game. It's called the golden at bat.
Got you.
So, like, let's say the ninth inning, two outs, bases loaded. Bryce isn't supposed to be up until five batters. You can just put Bryce in there, and he's up with the bases loaded, two outs.
Now, this is a huge change. Now, baseball
that
has
would be a huge change.
Now, baseball has made some pretty big changes. Pitch clock is big.
And I like most of them.
Banning the shift is big.
Yep.
Ghost runner, which they don't do in the playoffs, but that was big. That's big too. You know, in extra innings.
Right. Yeah. I guess for the regular season, I could be okay with it. Because for me, it's almost you're trying to get through the regular season and
sure.
enjoy it. And if it's going to give me an opportunity to have my best hitter up there in a key moment, I think that's exciting for fans. Now, the purists aren't going to like this.
No.
Yeah, baseball.
What gives that away?
Yeah. Baseball pure. We should have had L.A. on to give his thoughts about this.
Yeah. I don't think he'd make it through the phone call. We got to set L.A. up for positions of success. I don't know if that's one of them.
Yeah. I think from a fan, I could see how it would be exciting and fun. And we all want our best hitter up in that situation, right? Like when we're getting that bottom of the ninth or the top of the ninth if we're on the road. How many times are we like, oh, I wish they would get to Bryce, or you know what I'm saying? Like, I would rather be able to put that guy in there to hit.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Well, it's Spike, give your...
Well, then you can rant. And I am I think if you were to put me on the traditionalist versus non-traditionalist with baseball, I lean on the traditionalist side. I hate the designated hitter.
Love it.
I don't like that
I am back to hating the DH.
Yeah.
National League was man's baseball.
Yeah.
The thinking man's league.
The manager has to stay awake. Maybe he'll notice in the middle of the season at some point that the team sucks and you should call a meeting or something if you have to stay awake during the game. It's just a thought. I originally looked at this and I said to myself, this is hokey. This isn't. And I decided I love it. And here's why I love it. I think the one thing, I love baseball. I love, love, love baseball. But the one thing that baseball doesn't have that the other sports have is when it is the most crucial time in the game, in any other sport, you can give the ball to your best player.
Or try to get it to
him, and you can have a high leverage situation with your best player. Basketball is obvious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another challenge is, of course, getting the guy the ball in the right situation. Football, most of the time, you can at least scheme to get the ball to your best wide receiver, your running back. If it's your quarterback, he touches the ball. Baseball, there's so many times where it's a crucial point in the game, and you're relying on your worst players. Now, I think there is a charm to that. But the idea that in a crucial point in the game, I can say, all right, you got your best reliever up there. Well, we're going to put our best hitter up there. And it creates all these other decisions that are like, well, who is the best hitter in that situation? Because it probably wouldn't always be Bryce, you know? For some teams, there's a decision as to which the right guy is.
Well, for us, it would always be Bryce.
At this point, sure, yeah. But
the Yankees would never put Judge.
But can you just imagine the drama if they sign Soto, right? And they're in a crucial game.
And they put
Soto in instead of Judge. And just the idea of, okay, we have the highest leverage point in the game. Give us your best guy. You say regular season, give it to me in the playoffs too. I think it screws up records because there'll be extra at bats.
You okay with it for the postseason?
Yes.
No, I can't do it for the postseason.
I think it's exciting. Now go ahead, Jack. And I promise, by the way, I promise I'm not just doing this for the show. I legitimately thought about it, and this is where I am on.
Yeah, and I got one piece of audio for you for your little opinion.
Okay.
Oh God, I told you not to do that.
I hate it. I hate it. I've been on board with all the gimmicky little stuff. The ghost runner on second
made
base
made the game better.
And listen, I understand the drama it would create. It's changing too much of the sanctity of the sport for me. There's part magic of having the little guy at the bottom of the lineup being able to come through.
And most times you'll get that, but one time a game you won't.
It's just changing. And it's changing so much.
And imagine, think of this. Think of, oh no, did the manager use our golden at bat too early?
Oh, that's what it would be. Because I was just going to say, when do you use it? Like,
yes. Well, think of the playoff game. Okay, think about the Mets series, right? Mm. We're struggling all series long. It's game four. It's bottom of the third. We
had a couple runners on base. Yeah. Couldn't drive them in.
Now, Bryce was actually up for one of those, but but all that said,
yes.
I don't know. Now, Jack, can I ask you this? These other changes, did you endorse them when they happened, or did you learn to love them?
Well, he's anti everything.
Deep breaths. I like the three batter minimum for the relievers because I hated getting guys in
Gabe
and out.
Ball.
Yeah. Gabe Kapler ruined baseball for an extended period of time there. I was initially anti ghost runner, but I hate extra inning baseball more than it's awful because everyone just tries to hit a home run at all times, and it did add a little bit of the element of strategy. I just This is changing a little.
Pitching clock.
I got around to the pitch clock.
Yep.
Yeah, I needed the game to speed up a little bit. For me, it just changes too much of the sport. Too much of the fabric of the sport. It's like you're just deciding, let's say just in football, you're like, all right, well, they should get the ball back, right? I want to see Mahomes with...
That's the whole tweaking it to...
It's sort of like the Eagles onside kick idea that they've been trying to implement the last couple of years.
Which I actually do like.
Instead of an onside kick, you get one fourth
and
15.
Fourth and 15. Try.
I like that too.
I actually like that role.
I think.
Yes. But it's like, all right, should golfers be allowed to have a mulligan in PGA Tour?
Do not stop watching golf.
No, but that's different. Because
it's not really different.
But it is. Because
it's the lineup.
I appreciate baseball's history, and I like the pace of it, and I love all of those things. But at some point with these sports, and no, football hasn't done it with big rule changes, but they've done small things that have changed the sport.
Overtime rules 8 times, I think.
Basketball has changed rules significantly, and I think they're actually afraid to do it now, and they should do it again. I think if you're baseball, you have to say, we've made a little bit of headway the last few years in updating the sport in a way that will make it more exciting. And I think this would make it more exciting. There's strategy that's involved in it. It's not just, okay, put your best hitter up, you get to hit a home run. There is the strategy of, when do you use it? Who do you use it for? Who's, like, imagine...
Are runners on?
Yeah.
You need a contact hitter up there versus a... somebody who's swinging from the fences all the time.
Don't you think, Jack, you would hate it until it was actually happening?
Probably. That's how most things happen for me.
All right. Okay. Do you think
it's interesting. And
would they do it? They'd probably do it in minor leagues first, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
I was going to say, are they doing it anywhere else?
No. It's literally just a half-baked, like, thinking about it.
Okay.
Because automated strike zones, the next big thing they're going to be implementing, that's happening in AAA right now. So once they get that in, which is, I don't like that either, but, you know, then they'll work on the golden rule or whatever.
Can you imagine the manager trots out there with the golden ticket like Willy Wonka or whatever, hands it to the umpire, and you have to, who did he call up? Oh my God.
It would create intrigue.
Hey, what, you start giving these managers too much to think about.
They're so used to not having to think too much. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine explaining the golden ticket to Charlie, the golden bat to Charlie Manuel?
I thought it meant Charlie from Willy Wonka.
No, Charlie.
Thompson would finally do more than Sirianni.
Yes.
So that'd be good.
Wow.
215.
215. 592-9494.
That's the first piece of criticism I've heard.
Yes.
From Topper.
Yeah.
He's getting fed up in there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just won a championship.
Yeah, that's all. Well, if you have an opinion on the golden at bat, the 215-592-9494. Jack, tell them about Scott Honda, then we'll get back to the call.
One thing that is the gold standard, the gold of Hondas, is Scott Honda in Westchester, where I bought my first car and my current Honda. Well, I was in there a couple weeks ago. I test drove Honda's first all-electric SUV, the Honda Prologue. The Prologue is sleek yet sporty and packed with technology. It also is very spacious for adventures and growing families like myself. So celebrate happy Honda days at Scott Honda of Westchester and now Scott Honda of Vineland. And when you go, make sure you test drive the new Prologue and ask about the unbelievable deals on the Prologue right now. Visit scottautogroup.com and tell him Fred sent you.
All right. Is this really Cowboy Jim just with a different name, or is it actually Tim?
It's actually Cowboy Tim.
Okay. Cowboy Tim in Westchester. You're on WIP. Or Chichester. Tim. You're on WIP. What's up, Cowboy Tim?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, Spike?
What's up, Cowboy Tim?
Cowboy Tim, I don't think I've talked to you. Do you like the Cowboys, or are you a Cowboy?
No, I like the Cowboys. I'm a lifelong fan, but I am from PA, sadly.
Okay.
But yeah, I've called a couple times before.
Yes, sir.
What was the Brit? The Brit I was going to choose was Hannibal, Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, that's a good one, Anthony Hopkins, Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, Sir Anthony. But then I started thinking about it. I'm like, nobody said Freddie Mercury, did they?
Nobody did say Freddie Mercury.
Name three more.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
who you got the other ones?
Who are you going with, Cowboy Tim?
Well, Monty Python.
Oh, no. All right, no. Okay, don't name any more Brits. There's one for everybody. You took three big ones off the board.
I like the show. I've listened to you guys for a long time.
I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate it, brother.
even though I'm a Cowboys fan. I know, it's hard. You guys, yeah, the crazy thing is I actually have my birthday is on the 29th this year, and I was all excited because my 40th birthday is falling on the same day Dallas comes to Philly. Go figure. Mm-hmm. I was like all excited until that happened. The year happened or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hasn't been a good year for you guys. Sorry to say. Man, I'm not really that sorry.
I was hoping the tickets would get cheaper because they stink. But
yeah,
the standing room onlys are like over $240 or something.
That's a good price.
But yeah, my buddies from work, I asked them if they wanted me to say anything. They told me to tell you no more Creed.
Oh, well, they can. Yeah, I got bad news for your buddies at work. Yeah.
Seems like people are 50-50 on the Creed thing.
Well, that's how you know it's a good bit.
No, I'm not sure.
Yeah, we have a little passion on both sides.
Yeah, because some people really hate it.
Yeah.
But I think it's starting to grow in a lot of people at the same time. I
appreciate the call, Cowboy.
It's like that song you hear that when you initially hear it, you're like, oh, that's a song. But then you hear it enough on the radio.
Yeah.
You're like, ah.
People will win people over.
Yeah, that's what usually happens. Songs get stuck in your head, and you normally, people get on board with it. Plus, everybody looks forward to Monday because we're in a live audience.
We sing in front of, and people start, now they're singing now. Mm-hmm. They're taking videos now. I like it. Dan in North, and by the way, thank you to everyone. Creed played in Allentown last night. Woke up to a text message from Tony, friend of mine, Tony, that sent me the whole song. Then we got him on Instagram. We got him on Twitter. So a lot of people were recording One Last Breath at Creed last night in Allentown. Dan in North Carolina, you're on WIP. What's up, Dan?
Oh, hey, guys. I hope you all had a happy Thanksgiving.
I did.
What's up, Dan? We did.
Thank you.
Good, good, good. I got a question for you that Ike may be the best to answer, but I'm interested in what anybody has to say.
Yes, sir.
What do you think the factors are, internal or external, when you're watching a game and a team suddenly seems like they flipped the switch and they're now pulling off what they hadn't pulled off before in the game? And that's always just puzzled me.
Yeah. I think what it is internally, it's the adjustments that are being made. That's the one thing Jordan Mailata was talking about when we had him on, and we don't talk about it enough because I think sometimes it can get into the weeds a little bit. But this team, this coaching staff, these coordinators, they have been great at making in-game adjustments. You know, we have Brandon on every Monday with the Brandon Graham Show. I talked about Jordan, and both guys have talked about how teams have come out and tried to do things differently early in the game that they hadn't seen on film. And it takes a couple series or two to sort of figure out what they're trying to do and then how can you attack that. So I think that's the biggest thing that's going on is that I think we have great coaches that in-game situations, they can make the adjustments when they need to. Now, it may not come as soon as we wanted to come, but this is a team that gets better as the game goes along, and that's a product of adjustments being made during the game.
Dan, let me follow that up with another question for Ike, because I've never asked you this. When you're watching a game, you think you feel momentum.
Right.
Right? Like, ooh, it's starting to shift. Do you feel that when you're playing?
Yes.
That the game starting to shift, like, they're on their heels now rather than us being on our heels.
Yes. And a lot of it has to do, now, obviously, if you're at home, you can feel the energy from the crowd and feel that momentum changing. But sometimes it's even more prevalent when you're on the road because you can feel a shift when you're on the road because you already know the energy is different in the building as the road team. And I believe the Eagles did feel that. I think they came out, got hit with Baltimore's 1-2 punch early. They took it. They got a standing eight count. They gathered themselves. And then I think when they got that first touchdown, I think they all exhaled. And then when they went out and got another stop on Baltimore. And that's where it really started changing. When the defense started getting stops, the offense could get going. So to the point you're making, you can feel it in the game. And that's why it's so important to have a good defense. Because I believe defenses do that for you.
They can swing a game.
They can swing the momentum like that for you.
Or even prevent the momentum swinging to the other way. You know what I mean? Like a stop can prevent the other team from getting on a roll.
To your point, Baltimore had opportunities where they could have got it going. Now, I know they missed some field goals, but the big play by Zach Bond, the tackle Derrick Henry in the backfield, the play from Jalen Carter where he sacked Lamar Jackson, like those are momentum changers that lead to missed field goals.
And I also think missed field goals are momentum changers too.
Killers.
You know, because you're doing what you think, you know, we talk about, we do the take the points argument all the time, but you're basic, especially when you have a kicker like Tucker, him, who has been good, you know, previous to this year, you almost think, okay, this is a 42-yarder. This is an easy 3 points. Yep. We know that. And then when those 3 points don't come, we haven't
it's
talked
to... It's deflating. The Washington game with Jake Elliott.
Yep. Yes.
When he missed the field goals. Now, luckily, we still won it.
I mean, Baltimore left 7 points.
Yep.
You know, out there with kicks. That could be a very different game.
Makeable 7 points, too. Like, yep. Those are points that should have been on the board.
All right, Dan. That answered your question, I hope.
Oh, no, I appreciate that. This year for me is going to be either the agony or the ecstasy.
Yeah.
Being an Eagles fan, being from Philly, and having gone to school at Penn State and having had season tickets for 15 years there. So I'm either going to be in deep depression or...
Hey, Dan, we're built for it, man. We're built for it.
Yeah, we are built for it. Depression, sports depression is our blood. We. All right, Dan.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, thank you, Dan.
We are built for it.
Yeah.
And we do it every year.
Yeah.
And most years, I look like an idiot at the end of the year.
Well, whatever. Then you start again. Nobody remembers you before.
Listen, I get back on the horse, and then I go on to the next team.
Yep.
Next team's winning the championship.
Oh, yeah. We started off with the Phillies this year. I remember that well. I remember that. We never went through it with the Sixers somehow this year. They didn't give us a chance, really.
Well, they scored 50.
Blinders on, Spike. Blinders. Yeah, blinders. I don't even see anything else. They play tonight, don't they?
They do.
Charlotte.
4.5-point favorites.
Wow.
Home?
Sixers are 4.5-point favorites.
Is it home or in Charlotte?
No, it's in Charlotte.
In Charlotte.
Without Embiid, they're 4.5-point favorites?
They are. I looked this morning. They're 4.5-point favorites.
So. Yeah, because I saw Broge telling everybody to take the Sixers minus the 4.5.
Yeah, I know you're a hockey guy. Like, look, I hope the Sixers win. You might know more about betting than me. I wouldn't lay points with this team. They are 4-14.
No, I'm good.
4-14. So anyway, top 5 of 5 is next. Jack, what do we have cooking in the top 5 of 5?
So I know I don't often do back to back days of the Eagles.
Oh, no.
But there's been stuff.
What else would you be doing?
Well, I usually find something dumb to do.
Yep.
But I actually found there's like a lot of funny Eagles related stuff that's happened in the last 24 hours.
Okay.
That I got to play some.
All right.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah. All right. That is next. Also, your opinions on whether it is Super Bowl or bust or game to game for you right now with the Eagles. And what do you think of the golden at bat, the MLB potential new rule, which I think is fun? I think Ike is almost on board.
I'm on board with it.
And Jack is not on board until the first time it happens.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.